We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, Two's Company.
And now, BBC television is closing down. We shall be back on the air 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with television for schools. But now, from all of us, it's good night, everybody. Good night. Don't forget to switch off your set.
Oh, go, Pilami. Oh. An hour and a half I've sat through that rotten rubbish. I only missed the end. I only sat up to find out who killed Sandra Dawn. I'll see that for another 5 years now. I don't know, though. It'll probably be on the other channel next month. Oh, face sakes, late. 12:15? Where is he? Have a good mind to lock up and let him sit on the doorstep all night. Bring him in with the milk in the morning. Yeah, it's a nice heavy frost forecast for tonight. We might see him off. Oh, God, here he comes. Brahms enlist again by the sound of it.
Oh, hello, son.
What time do you call this, then?
I don't know. I've got a watch.
It's 12:15.
Is it?
Yes, it is it.
Where have you been?
Down the Derby and Joan Club.
The Derby and Joan Club finished at 10:00. Where have you been since then?
I've been round a friend's house for coffee.
Oh, have you? That didn't occur to you to phone, did it? There's me, been sitting up here all night, sick with worry, wondering, where are you? Pacing up and down, going out of my mind, I was. You've got no consideration, have you? I thought you might have been run over. I was just going to phone the police.
Yeah, I only went for a coffee.
Coffee don't take 2 hours.
Well, we got to talking and I missed my last bus.
How did you get home, then?
I walked.
Walked? From where?
Notting Hill Gate.
Notting Hill Gate? At this time of night? You silly little man. Supposing you'd have been duffed up, what would I have felt like? Why didn't you thumb a lift?
You're joking. The curb crawlers up there ain't looking for old men.
You could have phoned.
I couldn't. She ain't on the phone.
She? She? Have you been out with a woman?
Yeah.
You dirty old man.
Don't you talk like that about Mrs. Goodlace.
Mrs. Goodlace? All right, then, let's have it. Where'd you meet her?
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
I expect you are, but you're not going to bed. We're going to have this out here and now. Sit down. If you're going to start wandering round London like Count Dracula in the middle of the night, visiting strange women, I want to know a little bit more about it.
What a nosy little noser you are, aren't you? I don't have to put up with this. I'm going to bed.
No, you're not. You haven't explained yourself yet. I demand to know whom this old boiler is that you're consulting with.
She's not an old boiler. She happens to be a very attractive woman. And I'm very fond of her.
Get out of it.
Well, it's not just something that happens to young people, you know. Old people have the feelings as well. Just because a prune is wrinkled, it don't mean to say it ain't tasty.
Who is this old prune, then?
I was referring to myself.
Well, you're not tasty by any stroke of imagination.
Well, maybe I'm not. She likes me. She said I'm the nicest man she's met in a long time.
Poor old cow. She must have had an hard life.
Yeah, she has. And I'm going to see to it that it gets better for her. I'm going to try and make her as happy as I can.
You serious?
Yeah, I am. Very serious. In fact, tonight I asked her to marry me.
Before you said you want to make her happy.
I'm going to be.
No, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to be cruel. But it's a bit of a shock, isn't it? When you're coming here at 12:15, having walked down from Notting Hill Gate, and straight out of blue, you tell me that you and some old biddy is going to get married. Of course I'm put out. I mean, how do you expect me to take it? You haven't asked me yet. I didn't even know you was courting.
I don't have to ask you.
It would be nice, though, wouldn't it? I am your son.
Yeah, I know that. I've thought about it.
I mean, where can't you live? Are they going to move you in here? I mean, I have a right to know. I mean, I've got a stake in this place, you know. It's too late for me to move on.
You won't have to move on. There's room for all of us.
Suppose I don't get on with her.
Oh, you will, Harold. I know you will.
How long have you known her?
3 months, 2 weeks, 4 days and 6 hours. I'm different when I'm with her. It's like being born again.
Oh, God.
She's made a new man of me, Harold.
Well, it was a bit different to the old one for her sake.
I met her down at the Darby and Joan Club. We seemed to hit it off right from the word go. I'll never forget it. It was a Wednesday night. I walked into the club, and there she was. Our eyes met, and somehow nobody else existed in the room as far as I was concerned.
Oh, God. Some enchanted evening. You may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowd.
Shut up.
Then fly to her side and make her get on. Well, it's pathetic at your age.
Well, it may be pathetic to you, but it's given me something to look forward to. Make me last years a little more bearable.
Yeah, you write to love's young dream wears off, mate. I can see it now. Of course, it's all over the place. Great big bloomers hanging on the line, them old wrist cutters. The smell of cough mixture and camphorated oil permeating the entire household.
Yeah, smashing, ain't it?
Yeah, well, it ain't going to be very smashing for me, is it? Well, I'm used to having this place to myself. Yes, I've got it organised, how I want it. I don't want to share it with some bird. Well, at least not one of yours.
You won't say that when you meet her. You like her, Harold.
No, I won't.
You will. I know you will. It'll be nice to have a woman round the house again. Just like the old times when your mother was alive.
Yes. Well, I don't remember much about that, do I?
I've been very lonely since she went. And it gets worse as you get older. You get a bit frightened. I know I should have told you before, but, well, there was nothing to tell, really, before tonight. I never dreamt in a million years she'd accept me.
But she has.
Yeah. I hoped you'd be pleased about it. Look, Harold, I know I owe you a lot, more than money can buy or words can say. You're my only son. And, well, your happiness means more to me than anything else. Well, what I'm trying to say is, if your dad said against it, I'll say no more. I'll give her up.
I don't be daft, Dad. It don't owe me nothing.
Ah, yes, I do. No other son could have done what you've done.
Leave it out, Dad. You'll have me crying in a minute. Right, go on. Carry on. You get married.
Eh?
I don't mind. Honest. Huh? I was out of being selfish.
But
I wish you all the luck in the world.
Do you mean it?
Oh, Struth, I hope you'll be very happy.
Thanks, Harold.
I shall look forward to meeting her.
If it's all right by you, I'll bring her round tomorrow night.
Yes, all right. And I'll welcome her just as if she was my own mother. Well, go on. Get to bed. Get your strength up.
Good night, Harold.
Good night, Dad.
Thanks.
That's all right. If she's got hairs on her chin, I'm not kissing her.
Harold.
What?
How do I look?
Oh, gold. For the 35th time, you look all right. What am I all dressed up for? I'm not going out of a bird.
You want to make a good impression, don't you? Does the house look all right?
Well, it ought to. You dusted it 3 times since breakfast.
Well, she's very particular. You ought to see her flat. Not a thing out of place.
Oh, gold. She's not one of ours, is she? Perhaps you ought to go and live there.
Oh, this is our home. We're all going to live happily ever after. How do I look?
Colton Bennett, all right. Lovely, in fact. Very desirable. You look 10 years younger.
Oh, that reminds me. I told her I was 65 in case she says anything. 10 years younger, eh? Perhaps I should have told her I was 59.
You'd never have got into the Darby and Joan Club then, would you?
Oh, yeah, that's true. How do I look?
Oh, shut up.
I got me new teeth in. I've had fillings put in them to make them look lifelike.
Cool.
Yeah, they're killing me. Can I have a drink, Harold? I'm nervous.
Oh, God. Too late, is she?
Oh, my God. She's here, Harold. Harold,
yes,
she's
yes,
here.
Yes, all right, don't panic. Oh, you want to watch you, mate? You drop dead before you get under the sheets.
I'll be all right. You will be nice to her, Harold.
Don't worry.
It's very important to me.
I shall be charm personified.
Thanks for being so understanding, Harold. You've made me very happy.
Well, you better go and let her in. She's getting older every minute.
Yeah. All right. Hello, dear.
Hello, Albert. I hope I'm not late.
No, of course not. In here, dear. Harold, I'd like you to meet Daphne. This is my son, Harold.
Hello. Harold.
Well, don't just stand there with your mouth open. Give her a kiss.
I'm sorry, I'm...
What's the matter with you? You look like you've seen a ghost.
It's just a bit of a shock, really.
Shock?
Well, I mean, it's just I was expecting a plainer woman, an older woman.
I'm not that young. I'm 42.
42? Hey, wait a minute, I thought you met at Darby and Joan Club.
Yes, that's right. I work there 3 days a week. I run the canteen.
Lovely cook she is. You love a steak and kidney pudding. Real gut filler, that is. Isn't she lovely, Harold? I told you.
Yes, she is. Very lovely.
I bet you're surprised an old fogey like me, 65, capturing a lovely thing like this. You look very beautiful tonight, my dear.
Oh, thank you, Albert. You look very smart yourself in that new suit.
Yeah, I lashed out a bit. Harold chose it. I don't buy anything without his approval. Do you like it?
It's very nice. It suits you.
Thank you, dearest. Well, come on, Harold. You're a bit stingy with the drinks, aren't you? This is a celebration. It's not often I get engaged.
Yes, of course. Sherry, Daphne.
Thank you.
Hey, you're spilling it all over her dress.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
I hadn't noticed.
Harold, pull yourself together. You're more nervous than I am. He's not always like this. It's just he hasn't got used to the idea of having you for a mum. I'd like to propose a toast to my lovely bride-to-be, coupled with our future happiness. Come on, drink up, Harold. Wish your stepmother all the best.
To your future happiness.
Thank you.
Well, will you two both excuse me for a moment?
Where are you going?
I'm just going to ring up for a minicab and confirm our table. I think you'll like this restaurant, darling. I saw a photograph of it in the adverts of the pictures. Little alcoves with candles and this gipper wonders about playing the violin.
It sounds lovely.
I'll get them to put a bottle of champagne on ice. I won't be long. I'll leave you two to get acquainted with each other.
Oh, Daphne, Daphne.
Harry,
Harry. Oh, Daphne. Oh, it's been so long.
It's nearly 22 years.
Oh, Daphne. Oh, I knew it was you as soon as I turned round. You look just the same as you did then.
Oh, I've got grey hairs.
Oh, the beautiful, beautiful. Oh. Daphne, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Oh, Harold, why didn't you write to me?
I did. I wrote every week.
I didn't get them. I didn't get one letter from you.
Your rotten mother. She never liked me. She hated me from the moment I rested my army boots on her coffee table. I didn't know your dad made it.
I thought you'd forgotten me.
Oh, I've never forgotten your Daphne. Every night, when I was in Malaya, I used to think of you.
When I didn't hear from you, I naturally assumed that was the finish of it. And then Jimmy came back on the scene and asked me to marry him. So I did. You remember Jimmy?
Yeah, I remember him. Great Tory twit. He's always sneering about Clem Attlee and Begrand, that scheme. What do you want to go and marry a great dozy Burke like him for?
He died 3 years ago.
I'm sorry, he had a lot of good points.
Yes, he was a good husband and a good father.
Father?
I've got 3 children.
3? They could have been mine.
Little Harry's 17 now.
Oh, don't. All those wasted years. We could have been together. Oh, I loved you, Daphne. I really loved you.
Oh, and I loved you too, Harry.
Oh, Daphne. Daphne.
Hello again.
It's not much of a place. The bedroom does need doing up a bit, but...
You two getting along all right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, fine.
Yeah, it's not a bad little house, is it? I'm having a bit of trouble with the minicabs. They don't know what they're doing down there. I'll soon sort it out.
Yes, yes, all right, Dad. Oh, Daphne, Daphne.
Oh, Harry, Harry. Oh. No, we mustn't.
Yes,
we mustn't.
Yes, oh, Daphne. Oh, God, what a mess. What are we going to do? What are we going to do about him? You can't marry him. Not now.
What can I do? I promised him. We've been going out for 3 months. I can't back out now. I can't hurt him. He's such a sweet, kind man.
He's 69.
65.
He's 69. And nearly 70. He's an old man.
He's very energetic.
Well, he's entitled to be. For the last 3 months, he's been on them pills the German police take. 7 guineas a box. I never dreamed he was getting ready for you. Well, you can't love him.
No, I don't. He knows that.
Then why? Why?
Well, it's been very hard for me since Jimmy died. It isn't easy bringing up 3 kids on your own. They do need a father.
Yeah, but not him. I mean, look what he's done to me.
And, well, when you're a woman and you're 42 and you've got 3 kids, you don't get very many offers.
Oh, if only I'd have known. You can't marry him. I won't let you marry me.
It'd break his heart. He loves me.
So did I. I still do. Daphne, Daphne.
No. No, we can't. It'd kill him.
Well, he hasn't got long to go anyway.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm saying. God, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, Daphne, please. Please, Daphne. Oh, no, please, Daphne.
It's always been you.
Yeah, it's always been you all the time.
22 years is a long time.
I love you, Daphne.
No, you mustn't. You mustn't say that.
Yeah, but it's only you. It's only you, you know.
No, you mustn't.
No, it's only you.
No.
Won't be long. They're on the way. Well, have you two been getting to know each other? He's a good lad, isn't he? He's been as fine a son to me as any man could wish to have. Oh, this is a wonderful day for me. I've never been so happy in my life. My only worry was that you two wouldn't get on together. But you do, don't you? I mean, you do like each other, don't you, Harold?
Yes, yes, Dad. I think she's wonderful.
Yeah. She is, isn't she? I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Dad, there's something I've got to say to you.
No.
Many years ago...
Just a minute before we go on. I was going to do this tonight in the restaurant, but, well, seeing as everything's worked out so well, I'd like to do it here and now. I went out and bought this morning. It's an engagement ring. I hope you like it.
Dad, I think I ought to tell you that many years ago...
Just a minute, son. The man said if it doesn't fit, he can always alter it for you.
Oh, Albert, it's beautiful. But I can't accept it.
Of course you can. It's all right. I can afford it. It's only money. You were saying, son?
Yes. What I'm about to say, Dad, is one of the hardest things I've ever had to say in my life.
He's going to ask us what we want for a wedding present. Tied to the snare drum he is.
In fact,
well, carry on, son.
I think it's the hardest thing any son ever had to say to his father.
What? Go on. We're listening.
Dad, Daphne and I...
No, Harry, don't. Not now.
I've got to. He's got to know. Dad, Daphne and I are lovers.
But she's only been here 10 minutes.
We said many, many years ago. We said before I went to Malaya. We was very much in love. And we were going to get married.
Is this true?
Yes. I didn't know he was your son. I never connected you.
But you must have done. Steptoe. It's not a common name.
I didn't know him as Harold Steptoe. In those days he called himself Harry Faversham.
Harry Faversham?
Yes, well, I didn't like the name Steptoe. I thought it sounded a bit common. I mean, I'd just seen the four feathers. Well, anyway, I thought she might have found out I was a Rag and Bone man.
I wouldn't have minded.
Anyway, Dad, I went to Malaya, and, well, we never saw each other again until today. And now I realise that nothing's changed. I still love her. I think I always have done.
Daphne, do you still love him? I see. Well, that's it then, isn't it? Not much more to say, really, is there?
Come here, come on. Come over here, come on. Sit on the settee, just for a minute. There.
That was a quick engagement, son. Wasn't it?
I'm sorry, Dad. I would give anything not to hurt you.
It's all right, son.
I couldn't let you marry her, knowing what she and me have been to each other. But it wouldn't have been right.
I understand.
But nothing's changed, really. We can all still be one big happy family. Only she'll be married to me instead of you. No, it'll still be the same. She'll be just in a different bedroom, that's all.
No.
No?
No. That wouldn't work. We couldn't all live under the same roof. You loving her. Me loving her. No, I'll move out and leave you two together.
Oh, no, Dad, I couldn't let you do that.
Right, my sister in Stoke. Or I could go into them, one of them nice old people's homes.
No, 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 no. No, I'm not having that. No, I'll never forgive myself. This is our home. You belong here. We both do.
The only way, Harold. We'd only finish up by hating each other.
We wouldn't. It would be all right. I know it would. It'd be better than it is now.
Not for me. No. No, it's no good, Harold.
Oh, God, it's all my fault. I shouldn't have told you. No, I should have just cleared off. That would have been the right thing to do. But I'm selfish, you see. Oh, God, I am selfish. I'm just thinking of me, that's all. I wasn't even thinking of her. She would have been happy married to you.
No, it's better this way. It's my own fault. It was silly thinking of getting married again at my age.
No, it wasn't. If I'd have cleared out, Daphne would have married you. Wouldn't you, Daph? Daphne? Where's she gone? Daphne? Hang on a minute. Where are you? Daphne? Daphne! She's gone.
Gone?
Come here. Come out here a minute.
What is it?
Look. She left your ring on the old stand. And there's a note.
What'd she say?
She says she wouldn't want to see us split up on account of her. She says she doesn't want to come between us. And she says it won't work out. Because we're already married.
Yeah?
Oh, excuse me. You the couple that ordered a minicab?
Oh, yeah. We won't be need... Hey, just a minute, driver. What do you think, Harold? I've still got that table waiting at the gypsy place. Seems a pity to waste it. Would you care to join me?
No. I might as well. Well, ain't no point in us sitting around here moping. I wonder what she meant by that. Already married.
I don't know.
A bloody ridiculous thing to say. I'll straighten your tie. I'll comb your hair, will you? I'll put you out on straight. Yeah, that's better. Make an effort. Come on.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with June Whitfield as Daphne. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.